Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline once again. Time for Larry Bluestein. It's Friday morning. Blue, four down, three to go. Is that how we're looking at this high school state championship right now?
Yeah, definitely. And I'll tell you what, wow, what a last two nights. I mean, what a contrast the last two nights. One went down to the wire and one never even got to the wire. I mean, it was amazing. And you know what? Dade County, South Florida football is certainly showing, you know, where the power is. And that's the one thing that everybody's been talking about. And since they split those classes up and sent, you know, sent Carroll City to four and Northwestern to five and Central to six. People were thinking last year when this happened that here in December this is what we'd see, and certainly what a performance!
It is funny because all these teams in the past have knocked each other out in the playoffs, and now they're going, "Wow, okay, this is working out nice. I like this." So Booker T, Sean Minaj, Sean Pagnotte, and Central 4-for-4 with state championships. Columbus, Northwestern, St. Thomas Aquinas left.
Right.
What are your thoughts, Blue? How do we look on those last three games?
Well, tonight's game will be, I think, the toughest. You got Apopka, who's been here six out of the last 8 years. You know, they know how to win. But you take a Columbus team that everybody's been doubting. I mean, myself included. You know, I mean, it's they went through a stretch there where, you know, mentioning this day would have been comical at best, you know. I mean, that they would make the state finals. But Dave Dunn's come in, and you met him the other night. Great guy, hard-working man, and he's put this team together. So they come in this evening. It's going to be – it's been – the one thing that hasn't been favorable, the weather's been terrible the last two nights. It's been raining, and I think today the same thing. But, you know, they got a running back who is exceptional in Henry Parrish, and yeah, I think they have a good shot. I think tomorrow's games are going to be they're going to be memorable because I don't think there'll be a seat in the house for either game that you'll be able to get, because you have the 12 o'clock matchup. You have Orlando Jones, who's never been here, and they have a rabid bunch of alumni that I guess bought their entire allotment of tickets. And I don't even have to tell you about Northwestern. I mean, they've been up here all week already. Yeah. And they're ready for that. And they're two-time defending state champions. And then St. Thomas Aquinas, who probably has more at stake than anybody left, because a win on Saturday evening against Orlando Edgewater, Joe, and they can make a stake, you know, for a national title. And certainly that's not escaping Roger Harriet or that team. So it's all business-like.
Yeah.
But the first two games have been crazy, and especially Booker T, who really took almost a certain loss and turned it around, and with a great finish, and won a state title. And wow, what an exciting one that was!
How about the Booker T story? And by the way, the papers very seldom write about it. It's kind of always known, but we never talk about when five guys transfer to one school, two go to another school. And Booker T, and they lose their coach, and the players go, "Don't worry, we'll win with what we have here." That Booker T story is about as good a story as we've had down here for a while. Columbus story's great too, don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
How about Booker T? All those kids,
yeah.
I didn't think that many guys would ever transfer out of Booker T.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, it's not even close. That story, to me, that's Hollywood. That's something that you can make a story of. You just put it into perspective with the five kids going who all start I play a key role for Northwestern. Two kids went to Gulliver, and then a couple of other kids filtered out. You lose Ice Harris, who took a job at Florida Memorial, which, you know, is best in his best interest. Then the head coach, you know, to add to that, the Earl Tillman, who was the associate head coach, has cancer, lost over 150 pounds, goes for chemo. He had his chemo treatment the day before they came up here. And then you compound that a little further by their defensive line coach, Coach Wright, had a stroke 10 minutes before the American game this year. So it's not been an easy ride, and I'll tell you. They've turned things around. And, you know, Jacksonville Bulls came out to play, and there's no doubt about it. They came and took it right to them. But, you know, kind of a wake-up call, fourth quarter, they put things together, and they came away with a win, and well-deserved, because, you know, the man upstairs was had to be looking.
Yeah.
You know, you look at in that scenario, you think
great kids,
there's a
man.
Higher power.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. And then I can't even tell you about last night. Miami Central came out and made no mistake about who was the better team from the beginning. Rush for a state record, 500 yards.
Wow.
I mean, three guys over 100 yards. They mauled them 62-27. It was, it was just an amazing performance. You know, it was one of those games that they didn't care about playing defense. They just went out and did what they could on offense. And one of the games that everyone's going to remember, but it kind of sets the table for tonight and then tomorrow.
Hey, Blue, real quickly, we were at the Nat Moore MVP presentation on CBS the other night. We had something. I was sitting next to you. We had an awkward moment. Henry Parrish went up there to get the award after 31 touchdowns and 2,000-something yards so far this year, and, of course, still has one more game. But they were asking about Pitt, and he just kind of froze up on, hey, you're going to be playing in cold weather, and he got real quiet. And I remember sitting there going, and I started the show the next day going, he ain't going to Pitt, man. He's getting ready to switch. He decommits.
Yeah.
What's the thought on where he's going now?
Well, I'll throw you a little bit of a curveball right here, only because Kevin Smith, who coached the FAU, is a South Florida guy, coached at Central Florida, was an awesome football player at Miami Southridge, went to Ole Miss. And I'll tell you what, don't be surprised if Lane Kiffin doesn't come away with Henry Parrish in the end, and he
wow.
goes and plays in the SEC. So, you know, right now a lot of the talk was Florida. I know the people in Gainesville believe, oh, wow, we could turn. But don't be surprised if Lane Kiffin with some South Florida ties and plenty of South Florida ties comes away with Henry Parrish. But, you know, Pitt's still in there. And then, you know, I mean, he hasn't ruled them out. He just wanted to step back and, you know, but you and I saw it. You know, you kind of knew that. I think that the question almost pressured him into making the commitment that he wasn't ready to do it on a tremendous broadcast. And let me say that I know you stated that yesterday morning, the other morning, but what a great event CBS4 put on. It was Heisman Trophy presentation like, and it was first class all the way. And I know you and I enjoyed it a lot.
Well, just having all those kids and, you know, the other three kids are just, it was just class act.
Awesome.
By the way, families, it was great seeing their families there, you know, not showing up with a grandmother or something. It was,
you
see where those kids, really strong families. It felt good. It was great.
Yeah.
Can't say enough about Adam. I don't usually get a chance to stroke general managers at for that guy putting that together. That's his baby, and he got behind wanting to do this in a day where high school sports, Blue, you're kind of out there by yourself, my man. It was nice to see.
Doubt.
Good stuff to see. Getting behind that, man. So,
you know, he approached me last March about the idea, and I had no idea, you know, what he was talking about. But I'll tell you what, after the other night, he fully has my attention now, because, you know, somebody who's tried to carry the banner here for 49 years for high school football, and thanks to you and, you
Not
know,
me.
For helping
you do it by
me.
Yourself, man.
Well, you know, give us the forum, and that's the
you're
one
giving Barry. Who's the other guy with you that gives Barry all that stuff? By the way, the guy like you should be.
Oh,
doing
Bill
it.
Daly. Bill Daly.
No, not Bill Daly. The other recruiting guy. What's his name?
Which one?
Whatever. I don't want to get in trouble with the guy.
You
know
I don't
that
want
guy.
You to get in trouble. Yeah, I do, but I don't want to. But we do that. And
Blue,
I'm
dying over here, Blue. I know what Joe's doing. Good. I'm glad you didn't fall for that trap. That's it.
Oh,
Blue, you're
Zach,
the best, man. You're the best.
I'll tell you, every time that Joe opens his mouth, man, I bet you cringe, man.
Oh, yeah. 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, of course.
Yeah. Blue, you're the best, man. Take care. And,
thanks,
hey, 7 for 7 is.
Let's do it.
Yes.
There's a chance, man.
We'll do it. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks so much, guys. Talk to you next week. Bye.
All right, Larry Bluestein, SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com. And not falling
for any like trap. All of a sudden he didn't know who the other guy was.
I couldn't hold back.
All of a sudden.
I couldn't hold
you're
back.
You're talking about the other guy who's had his attorneys, you know,
right.
through the years.
I know.
When
I,
he was doing
I
some,
know his name, so I know
he might have been
does.
Doing some stuff he shouldn't have been doing. I'm just saying.
Right. We already went through that.
Yeah,
right.
So we're done. We're back.
Blue hasn't forgotten a name in about 50 years, oh. except for just.
He started throwing out Bill Daly.
You can ask Blue about someone on Miami Northwestern on the 1972
man.
Team,
yeah.
and he'll throw out a name and
all
a stat.
All of a sudden, he can remember the guy does the same thing he does. Oh, man. He's trying to protect me. Protect me from myself.
Thank you, Blue.
Protect me from attorneys coming over
no
here.
No more apologies.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, I want to tell you about Health Gains. Whew. Let's jump to Health Gains here real fast. Blue, you're beautiful. He was squirming for just a second.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.